Well, let's hear from the coach himself. Joining us now on the Byers Barricade Ticket Hotline is the new Mount Vernon High School football coach, Art Briles. Good morning, Coach.
You bet.
I guess congratulations on the new job, but you know, it's very controversial.
I heard you guys ragging on me, and I don't appreciate that very much.
Well, I don't know if we were ragging on you. We were just talking about the facts of the story.
It sounded like a whole lot of people pretty nervous about winning football coming right on back to Mount Vernon.
I don't know if they're nervous about that.
Yeah, they won last year, too, you know.
Yeah, we're going to start winning games, and we're going to leave a trail of destruction in our wake, and you ain't going to be complaining then, are you, boy?
Well, I think people are worried about the trail of destruction you might leave off the field in the community.
Yeah, and all them candy asses who think I turned a blind eye to criminality, they need to move to Iraq, too.
So that's what you're bringing to Mount Vernon, winning football.
Let me tell you something, old boy. Art Briles gets results. All right.
You have.
Art Briles brings winning football. And if that football brings a whole lot of spike in local crime rates, I ain't responsible for that.
Well, it sounds like you kind of would be.
Yeah, if they're football players.
I don't approve of everything my players did. But I'll damn sure overlook a few things to keep winning games.
I think that's the problem.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a real high character way to operate.
Yeah. I tell you, who's talking there? What's your name, son?
This George.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, should we line George up and let a mule kick him square in the junk? 888-787-13.
How do you know our number?
I have goals for my players. It's important to have goals for your football coach.
Yeah.
And I want at least 5 of my players this year to commit an armed robbery. What do you think about that?
That's a terrible goal for high school kids.
You don't want a high school kid or anyone else doing something like that.
If at least 3 of my players this year don't join ISIS, then I failed as a head coach.
That is ridiculous.
That's not what Mount Vernon was counting on. They want you to get high character kids.
Hey, I want to thank Superintendent McCullough for hiring me.
Yeah, bad.
We're going to change some minds here. Okay. We're going to change some minds. Let me tell you that Superintendent McCullough has a big old set of Brahma bull balls swinging between his legs like a Foucault pendulum.
Ballsy hire.
Yeah. I got more balls in the play pit. How many balls you got, boy?
Last time I looked, 2.
Come on, talk to me, George. Tell me what you got.
I'm not going to talk to you about that. Mm-hmm. I will say there's a lot of people that doubt you, though. There's a lot of people that doubt that this was a good hire by Mount Vernon.
Well, BFD is what I say to that. Art Briles is going to turn Mount Vernon into Mount 10 Winds. And when I'm done, they're going to be throwing me a parade with dancing girls, ta-ta-da-ta-ta, and I'm going to be smoking a big cigar, riding a red, white, and blue Harley through the middle of that town.
Boy, you got it all figured out, don't you?
They're going to rename Town Square Art Briles Kick-Ass Plaza come December.
They might.
You think you can win a state title in your first
hell
year?
Yeah. Hell yeah, I can win a state title, boy.
First year? That.
First year. First, I'll do it right out of the gate. You want to place a bet on it? Mohawk. Let's bet a Mohawk.
Nah, I've bet enough of those lately.
I put winning above everything. Everything.
Yeah, that's what it seems.
Well, this
that's
is not right. What we thought that's we would right. get.
No, you get Art Briles is what you're getting right now. That's exactly what you damn getting. I put winning above ice cream, motherhood, 4th of July, and Jesus.
Wow, man.
I don't know. No,
only on Friday nights. Only on Friday nights.
Okay. All right. Bring it back down.
It's all about what you do on Friday nights.
Always people saying I don't deserve no second chance.
Yeah.
That's true. I don't deserve a second chance. They should have left me alone after I took that first chance and turned it into winning football.
I don't know if I follow that.
You Prissy City boys there, you sit behind your little golden microphones, picking the panties out of your labia, criticizing the real men out here coaching in trenches.
And we do a lot of that. Yeah,
I guess that's all we do here. They're pretty little microphones.
Yeah, that's right. You damn straight. You better check in with me throughout this season, boy.
Well, we
don't worry.
Given this first visit, we just might. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm racking up MWs. You better visit with me. You better not duck and hide, Art Briles. Art Briles is gunning for you, What's your name, George?
George, you just said
it. Mule kick boy?
Yeah, mule kick boy, I guess. Why don't you talk to Craig?
I ain't talking to Craig. I'm talking to mule kick boy right now. You guys, seriously, y'all check in with me now about halfway through the season.
Okay.
You see how well I do. I'm going to turn these Mount Vernon boys into some grade-A criminals.
Okay.
No, don't say that.
Should not be the goal.
No.
All right. Art Briles America. That's what it is. It's Art Briles America.
Well, good luck, Coach. Oh, there he goes.